Rambam and Sefer Mitzvos formulates the Gedalit Sharashim. In order to be kafted the Minyan Mitzvos, you have to conform to each and every one of these requirements. And the very first is that the mitzvah has to be that which is daraisa. Dinim drabanan have no place in Minyan Mitzvos. After all, Tariyat Mitzvos Nemo Shemisinai, it has to be dinim daraisa. It cannot be dinim drabanan. And therefore, in Shorosh Rishon, the Rambam is Masig on the Bahad that seemingly includes not many, but a handful of Dinim Drabanan in Minyan HaMitzvos. And among them, there the Rambam critiques the inclusion of Hallel. How is it that Hallel should be counted in Minyan HaMitzvos? Hallel, the Rambam writes, is only a Din Drabanan. That's what the Rambam writes at great length in Chustanuk and Perigimel, and therefore it has no place in Minyan HaMitzvos itself. The Ramban tries to defend the view of Halachos Kedalos, how is it possible to count? First, the Ramban writes, you should realize that even if there are a handful of mitzvos drabanan, one could, if the vast majority of mitzvos are daraisa, and there's a handful of mitzvos drabanan, it's not so difficult to assume that that's included in Tariyat Mitzvos, Nemo Shemisim. But when it comes to Hallel, Ramban writes that Hallel indeed could be a din daraisa. On what basis is Hallel a din daraisa? So the Ramban puts forth various possibilities. First, the Ramban writes, so this would not answer entirely the view halachos gedolos, but there are times at least that Hallel should be daraisa. When you look, for example, at the Gemara Pesachim Daf Kuf Yud Zayin, the Gemara says the following: B'shas Netilas Lulav, B'shas Shchitas HaPesach. There, the Gemara says almost rhetorically, it's inconceivable to be able to take the Dalad Minim and not Bersagala. Part of the mitzvah of Dalad Minim is Sheva, Choda, Ratzon Lifnei Hashem, Nanuim. It's inconceivable to have Netilas Lulav without the recitation of Allah. The Gemara says the same thing when it comes to Korban Pesach. Efsha sheshachtu es pischehen, v'natul es laveyen, v'lom ruhalel. That's the sugya pesachin of Kuf Yud Zayin. So Ramban writes, it's a starting point, at least sometimes. Indeed, halal would be a din daraisa. Wow, a separate kiyum of halal b'shas netilas lulav is a din daraisa, even if anyant, if not, but b'shas netilas lulav, absolutely yes. That's an important chiddush of Ramban. There is a machlokas Rashi Tosus Rachos Davcha, where Rashi seems to say, at least this is how Tosus interprets Rashi, that the tour of Mitzvah Sasei Shazman Grama. If I were to ask you, what are examples of Zman Grama? And women are exempt, Lula, Sukkah, Shofar, yeah, you know what? Those are all Dinim Daraisa. So Tosus interprets Rashi, Rachos Kaf Mudbei, is a very great Kiddush. And that is maybe the tour of Zman Grama only applies to a din daraisa. But there's no tour of Zman Grama when it comes to a mitzvah drabanan. Well, this is a klal when it comes to dinim daraisa, but not when it comes to dinim drabanan. And the context that Gemara is the mitzvah of tefillah. And maybe one could argue, that's what Tosfos interprets Rashi, that the regular chiyuv of tefillah each and every day, three times a day, is only a din drabanan. And the Mishnah says that Nashim Chayavos Betfila. What happened to Zman Grama? Tosus writes, Rashi Shita is Zman Grama doesn't apply to Dinim Drabanan. It applies to Dinim that are indeed Daraisa. Well, so Tosus says, how can that be? I'll prove to you that's not the case. And Tosus says, I'll prove it from Hallel. Because Hallel, Tosus assumes, is only a Din Drabanan. And yet, it's a Mishnah Mufureshes that women are exempt from Hallel. Where is that Mishnah? Sukkah Daf Lamaches. There, the Mishnah says the following, that you know what, if a man is incapable of reciting Hallel, a woman cannot be motzi a man in Hallel because a woman is not obligated in Hallel. A woman can recite Hallel, and the man will repeat word by word, every single word, okay? But it's not going to work with the typical Shema Kaoneh. The Shema Kona requires that you have to be mechuyev b'davar. And explicit, women are exempt from Hallel. Interestingly, that on that sugya, Sukkah Daf Lamaches, Tosus is bothered by the following kasha. Tosus says, aren't women obligated in Hallel at the Seder? And how did they say that? Tosus is absolutely yes. So why is that different? Oh, how does Tosus know that women are obligated in halacha seder? But there's a Gemara. Not really. There is a Gemara. Himself came and Dav Kuvches. It says women are obligated in Dalek Tosus. That's a Gemara, no? Women are obligated in Dalek Tosus. Tosus was a Dalek Tosus. Dalek Tosus. But there's a standalone mitzvah of Dalek Tosus. Pashav Shatosus assumes, you know what the mitzvah of Dalek Tosus means? There are four Chelke HaSeder. You have Kiddush and Magid and Berachas HaMazon and Hallel. The four Chelke HaSeder. And each one of the Chelke HaSeder are Nikva Alakos. So if women are Chayiv in Dalakosos, they must be Chayiv in that Chelek of the Seder. If you were not Chayiv in Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, why would you be Chayiv in the Kos of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? Oh, that's what Tosus assumes. If you're Chayiv in the Kos of Hallel, you must be obligated in Hallel. Wow. So Tosus already raises that as a kasha. Tosus gives you the whole background. Tosus just says that, how is this, Sukkot HaFlamaches, different from the Lal Seder? Because women are obviously obligated to Lal Seder. Why obviously? Because they're Chayiv in Dalek Tosus. Dalek Tosus is a detail of a broader chiyuv. And therefore, why is that different? You know, we'll have to see, but that's what Tosus says. Apparently, the Halalel Seder is absolutely different. That's unique. Halalel Seder is in a class by itself. The default position, Tosus says, is women are exempt from Halal. And Halalel Seder is something entirely, entirely different. You know, every halakha of Halal seems to be contradicted by Halalel Seder. No? That's entirely different. Okay. But women are exempt from Halal. So Tosus says that women are exempt from Halal. On what basis? Zman Grama. Halal is only Din Rabbanan. So you see that there's a word of Zman Grama when it comes to Din Rabbanan. So how can Rashi say that that indeed is not true? How are you Miyashiv? That Kasha Tosus against Rashi. But it's a Kiddush, the Brisker uprights. The Brisker is a small country, son. Sukh and Yuma Kiddush Achodesh are very small countries. He writes, oh, you know what the answer would be? Maybe Rashi holds like this Ramban. Where the Ramban writes, even if Halal is a din to Rabbanan, but not Halal b'shas netilas lulav. Halal b'shas netilas lulav is a din d'oraisa. That's p'safim d'kuf yizayim. Efshe shenakul avein v'romo halal. Oh, so Sukkah, that v'ameches is referring to Halal on Sukkis. That is a din d'oraisa. And women are exempt because it's a mitzvah seisha as one ground. And that's the piece of Brisker reference. I'll tell you what's not so simple with that. I don't think you have to go that far. You know, you have to say that Rashi holds like that one line in the Ramban. That's a very great kiddush. Hal always is a din d'rabbanan. But hal b'shas t'tilas luv is a din d'oraisa. Wow, okay. It's a great kiddush Ramban. Even the Ramban kind of hedges when the Ramban writes that. To say that Rashi assumes like the Ramban, that is an enormous kiddush. There's no indication that Rashi holds like that Ramban. Okay, if it's true that Rashi's sheet is halal and sukkah is a din d'oraisa, that answer Tosus is kasha. But is there any indication that's true? I would answer very, very simple. I'm like, it's a kiddush to prescribe as right. It's no. Simply, let's assume it really is true. That there's no tour of Zman Grama when it comes to a Din Rabban. There's no tour of Zman Grama when it comes to a Din Rabban. Okay. And let's assume that Halal is only a Din Rabban. Okay. So that means women should be obligated in Halal. Women should be obligated in Halal on Pesach and on Shavuos and on the Yantif of Sukkot. I get that. But it's clear in the Gemara that there's a separate mitzvah of Halal, b'shas netilas lulav. No? That's explicit in the Gemara. Forget about d'oraisa. But is there a keim of Halal, b'shas netilas lulav? That's not Ramban, that's a Gemara. No? Efshe shenot lulavim l'orim l'halal. That certainly is true. Let's assume there's no p'tur of Zman Grama when it comes to mitzvah d'Rabbanan, and halal is only mitzvah d'rabbanan. Does that mean that women are obligated in the halal b'shas netilas lulav? You know what I'll tell you? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Women are exempt from netilas lulav. No? Lulav is a zman grama. No one says women are chayiv in lulav. See, even if the general klal is when you have a mitzvah d'rabbanan, there's no p'tur of zman grama. But if there is a chiyuv of halal b'shas netilas lulav, and you're not chayiv in netilas lulav, you're not going to be chayiv in halal, no? You're not going to be chayiv in that halal. Which would mean you could answer the kasha Tosus against Rashi very, very simply. That Tosus says there's no p'tur of zman grama when it comes to mitzvah d'rabbanan. What do you do with that mishnah in Sukkah Daf Lamed Ches? You know what the answer is? That's referring to Sukkahs. That's referring to halal b'shas netilas lulav. And clearly, women are obligated in halal b'shas netilas lulav. They're not obligated in netilas lulav. That could mean the following. Women are obligated in halal in general, because halal is only a din d'rabbanan, there's no tourism on grama. So Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, women are obligated in halal, but the kiyum of halal b'shas netilas lulav, when I'm being exempt from. In other words, when I recite halal on the yantif of Sukkot, they're two different kiyumim. One is you say halal on every yantif, and the second is there's a special kiyum of halal b'shas netilas lulav. No? When a man recites halal on Sukkot, guess what? It's a twofold kiyum. Halal b'toras yantif, halal b'toras lulav. When a woman is reciting halal, even if she'd be obligated on the halal of yantif, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, but she's not obligated in the halal of netilas lulav, which would mean the chiyuv of men and women is not identical when it comes to halal on Sukkot. The man's chiyuv is yantif lulav, the woman's chiyuv is not lulav, certainly not lulav. And that's exactly what the Mishnah says, that it's impossible for a woman to be motzi a man and halal on Sukkot because they don't share the same chiyuv. They don't share the same chiyuv. Now, I would argue that even without coming onto the chiddush of aligning Rashi Shita with the Rambam, now think about it. No? But double back. The Bahad writes, how is it Dindaraisa? Okay. The Ramban, how can it possibly be Dindaraisa? One possibility. Sometimes. Shita Sapesa, Mithila Sluva Dindaraisa. Any other possibility? Maybe the Ramban writes that Halas Halacha Moshe Nisina. Halas Halacha Moshe Nisina. And therefore, it's a Dindaraisa. Well, the Rambam would not be satisfied with that, because the Rambam writes the next Shorish and Shorish Beis, you shouldn't even count Halacha Moshe Nisina. It's part of the Targ Mitzvos. Targ Mitzvos are the Targ Mitzvos that clearly are reflected in the Sefer Torah, the Rambam writes. Not Halacha Moshe Nisina, but maybe it could be a Dindaraisa. It's part of Halacha Moshe Nisina. Ooh, and then the Rambam writes the following. Maybe it could be a din d'oraisa, but for another reason. Another reason. On yantif, there's a mitzvah of simcha. Simcha's yantif. Simcha's yantif. What do you think simcha's yantif means? No, the Ramban knows. Simcha's yantif means just what? Eating. Eating and drinking. Eating and drinking. You know what the Rambam calls that? Simcha's kresa, no? Paragvav elcha's yantif. If a person only, right, eats and drinks on yantif, you know, you're satisfying the Rambam writes your stomach. No, but nothing more. No? Simcha. Simcha means, you know, an elevated religious experience. Simcha means you find yourself b'fnei Hashem. So if there's a mitzvah d'oraisa of simcha on yantif, and that's what simcha means, the samach b'fnei Hashem lokecha, the Rambam writes a magnificent chiddush that must go hand in hand with halal. How can you envision simcha without hoda? Simcha without hoda. Reaching out, acknowledging what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, and thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu incessantly. That's part of simcha. That's what simcha is. So Ramban writes, halal could be a din d'oraisa as part of the mitzvah of simcha. Well, I'll tell you, this fits in very well with another Ramban. There is a Ramban, the Ron Kohl with Shabbos, of Chaf Beis and Daf Beis Harif. We discussed this when we were doing Yantav Sheni Shagalios. Chatzi halal. The Gemara says Chatzi Halal is a minhag, you know? That's the Gemara Tanis of Chachetz, a minhag. We discussed that at length, no? Can you make a bracha on a Chatzi Halal? Can you make a bracha on a Chatzi Halal? Because the Gemara we learned, no? That, do you make a bracha on a minhag? That wasn't so simple, no? Very beginning of the Masechta, we learned, you make a bracha on Yom Tishrei Shagolios, even though yet, you don't make a bracha minhagim. And Hoshanos, Chavita da Rabbi, you don't make a bracha, it's only a minute. When do you make a bracha in a minute? When do you not make a bracha in a minute? Look, the Rambam Shita, Chatzi Hal is a minute. And you don't make a bracha on a Chatzi Hal. When we say Chatzi Hal is a minute, what are we referring to? Oh, time is Chokes. Hal and Rosh Chodesh. Hal and Rosh Chodesh. Oh, okay. The Rambam writes more than that. For Gimel Buchas Hanukkah, Chatzi Halal is a minute. Chatzi Halal is a minute. Chatzi Halal is on Rosh Chodesh. Certainly is true, but we say a Chatzi other times also. Right? On the balance of the days of Pesach, we said a Chatzi Halal. So you know what the Rambam writes? Minun, and you don't recite a bracha. Minun, you don't recite a bracha. The Magid Mishnah there in Per Gimel Buchas Hanukkah quotes the Rambam. That Ramban is, ooh, the Ram, no, Shabbos Chofez and Dapir Rif. How can you equate Shari Yemei HaPesach with Rosh Chodesh? Halal on Rosh Chodesh is a minute. Halal on Shari Yemei HaPesach is only a minute. It's only a minute. For whatever reason, we only recite a Chatzi Halal. Erech Edafiyot, no. Ein Chalukim B'Karban Ozeim. Since the carbon is the same as it was in the previous days, so in such a case, you don't recite a Halal Shalom. But, that's only a minute. That's only a minute. You know, the questions come from opposite directions. On Rosh Chodesh, you know what the question is? Why do you recite Halal? On Pesach, what's the question? Why don't you recite a Halal Shalom? So they're coming from opposite vantage points. So the Ramban writes, maybe there's a technical reason that you don't recite a full Halal on the balance days of Pesach, but that's not a minute. That's a minute. And therefore, even if you say, I'm not going to make a bracha on a minhag, and you don't make a bracha on Halal Rosh Chodesh, of course you make a bracha on Halal, on Shari Mei HaPesach, because that's not a minhag. That's Mikra Hadin. Mikra Hadin. You can have a Chatzi Halal, which is Mikra Hadin, and a Chatzi Halal, which is only a minhag. On the balance of Pesach, Mikra Hadin. Rosh Chodesh, only a minhag. You know what I would tell you? That's the Shita said. Because this Ramban, Shoresh Rishon, that Halal is a function of Simcha. Halal is a function of Simcha. You don't have a full-blown mitzvah of Simcha on Rosh Chodesh. So therefore, why are you reciting Halal? If Halal goes hand-in-hand with Simcha, why is there Halal on Rosh Chodesh? The answer is Minah. The answer is Minah. On Shari Mei HaPesach, there's no Chiyuv of Simcha. There's no Chiyuv. Of course that's not true. Of course there's a mitzvah of Simcha. The mitzvah, the rice of Simcha, applies throughout the entirety of Yom Tov. And if Halal is a function of Simcha, so therefore, of course, you recite Halal. And therefore, the Muskel Rishon, the default should have been, is that you're reciting a full Halal. Okay, for some technical grounds, we're not. You know what? But the mitzvah of Halal can be satisfied even by a Chatzi Halal as well. And therefore, Mikra Hadin, you have to recite a Halal on the balance of the days of Pesach. And the fact that the Rambam and others write, you don't recite a Halal Rosh Chodesh because it's a minhag that has no relevance to the balance of the days of Pesach. Well, I would say that's a Rambam that she does say. But the Ramban writes that Halal and Simcha go hand in hand. And that's why the Baha'i can acknowledge this as being a din daraisa. Because obviously Simcha is a mitzvah daraisa. And the Simcha requires Halal. The Baha'i's Kiddush is that I'm going to count them separately. Simcha that is fulfilled in many other ways. That's a Rama Perek Vavel Chesamtiv. And Simcha Ayidei Halal, which is a separate kiyum. And the Pag is going to count that, indeed separately, but it's part of the mitzvah of Simcha. Wow. Interesting. If you're going to argue it's a function of mitzvah of Simcha, obviously there's a mitzvah of Simcha in the balance of the days of Pesach. So why in the world wouldn't it be a chiyuv of Halal? Why would that be? How can one possibly understand that there's no chiyuv of Halal? Rav Chaim explained the following. When the Gemara says that on the balance days of Pesach, there's no chiyuv of challah because in chalukin v'karban hasein. What exactly does that mean? What exactly does that mean? I guess simple pshat with the Gemara means there's no chiyuv of challah. There's no chiyuv. Maybe it means something different. That's a chiddush of Reb Chaim, but it's a great, great chiddush. No? It means something different. It means some. Of course, there's a chiyuv of challah. Challah and simcha go hand in hand. And obviously, there's mitzvah of simcha. No, no. When the Gemara says chalukin, ain't chalukin v'karban hasein, it means something entirely different. There is a mitzvah of simcha. There is a mitzvah of simcha. The question is as follows, that Pesach begins, and I recite challah. Of course you recite challah. The whole world recites challah. That's a challah shalom. You know what? What about tomorrow? What about tomorrow? The question is not whether there's a chiyuv of challah tomorrow. The question is the following. Can I satisfy tomorrow's chiyuv by the fact that I recited halal today? Do I view a separate chiyuv of halal on every day of Yom Tov? Or can I argue, what do you mean that I view Yom Tov as one seamless unit? One seamless unit. Let's say a person brings karbanos on Yom Tov. He doesn't have to bring karbanos every day of Yom Tov. You bring a karban on Yom Tov, that's going to satisfy the chiyuv. Maybe I could argue as follows. The chiyuv is to recite halal on Yom Tov. And when I go ahead and I recite halal, the first day of Pesach, that satisfies the chiyuv of halal for the entire duration of Pesach. Because I treat all the days of Pesach as an extended, seamless unit. If I view them incrementally, you know what? A new chiyuv. If I say it's seamless, and I'm going single chiyuv, that was Reb Chaim's chakir, no? You know what Reb Chaim answers? It's exactly the Gemara of Chalukin and Chalukin and Karban Al-Sanyan. There's a fundamental difference between Pesach and Shulis. Every day of Sukkot has its own Karban, which means you can't just view Sukkot as one holistic, extended unit. Chalukin, Chalukin and Karban Al-Sanyan. And therefore, you cannot satisfy today's Chiyuv with yesterday's Halal. When it comes to Pesach, ein chalukin v'karban hasein. Seamless. The same carbon today is the same carbon yesterday. If there's a seamlessness, maybe I could argue, whoa, you know what, that you go ahead and begin the Yom Tov with halal and your yotzei. Ad kedei kach, that Reb Chaim suggested, if for whatever reason, a person failed to recite the full halal, let's say the first day of Pesach, guess what? The first halal he recites, he's obligated to recite a halal shalom. He can't say, I was yotzei yesterday. For whatever reason, he didn't recite halal at that time. Well, a bachar bar mitzvah becomes a mitzvah in the middle of Pesach. You know what? A chiddush will tell him, say a full halal. Because the full halal you recited as a katan, who says that's enough to say in chalukim makarban hasein? The chiddush or chayim, no? But that could fit very well with this construct, arguing, you know what? If it's a chiyuv of simcha in principle, there should be a chiyuv today. The reason we don't recite a halal sholem on the balance of the days of Pesach is because, not that there was no chiyuv, but it was exempted. It was exempted by the earlier recitation of. And that's only true when it comes to Pesach, not true when it comes to Sukkot. I'll admit that the Gemara in Erechin Daf Yud has a shaka v'tariya, where the kasha of the Gemara seems to be against Reb Chaim. Because the Gemara says the following, really? Chalukin v'karban hasein means you have to recite halal. The Gemara says, Vahare Shabbos. Shabbos has its own kabanos, and there's no chi of halal on Shabbos. You know, if the Gemara meant chalukin hasein is a new machayiv, I understand. But if chalukin just means I can't be yosei with yesterday's halal, because each day is distinct, and if it's ain't chalukin karban hasein means it's seamless, so what's the kasha of the Gemara? Vahare Shabbos. Vahare Shabbos. No, the koveh is not chalukin or in chalukin. The koveh is, can I be yotzei today with yesterday's recitation? So you know what I would tell you? That kasha of the Gemara is against Reb Chaim. It's against Reb Chaim. Yeah, but what's the teretz? What's the teretz? The Gemara answers, Shabbos is lo ikri moed. Oh, that's the chiddush Reb Chaim. Chalukin in chalukin, karban hasein is not an independent mechayiv. It's a detail within the kedush of moed. And Shabbos is not called a moed, so obviously there's no chiyuv. There's no. Maybe that's goof for the shaka v'tari of the Gemara, the way indeed Reb Chaim understood. Well, so how is it possible to have a chiyuv of hala level of daraisa? So, halacha Moshe Misinai, part of the mitzvah of simcha, maybe sometimes, netilas lulav, shtitas hakarban, okay, good, good, good. Any other possibility? So I'll tell you the following. Yeah, more than a possibility. More than a possibility. And, you know, it's maybe unusual. Why doesn't Rabban discuss this at all? Discuss this at all. What about the Shiras Hayam? The fact that Bnei Yisrael engaged in Shira, isn't that like a source of Hallel? Isn't that a source of Hallel? Source of Hallel? The Gemara even suggests, Rabbi Yossi, by Pesachim Dav Kuv Zayin, that Bnei Yisrael actually said the words of Hallel. Davin HaMelech redacted the Hallel. The Gemara suggests, wow, it was originally recited by Bnei Yisrael at the time of Shira Sayam. So maybe you'll tell me the following. Maybe Shira Sayam was only a Horasha. There are a lot of things that Torah describes in Bnei Yisrael left Mitzrayim. The Dam and the Mezuzos and the Mashko. We just discussed this long ago, not so long ago. There are a lot of things Bnei Yisrael did, but that can't serve as a mitzvah. Also, I'll tell you the following. There's Yerushalmi, a Medrash Rabbah. No. Yerushalmi and Sota, hey David. You know what Yerushalmi says? Oz Yashem Moshe, Bnei Yisrael. Lemor. What does Lemor mean? What does the word Lemor mean? No, let the pasuk just say. Az Yashem Moshe. It's Ashir Azos Vayomru. Ashir Hashem. What does Lemor mean? They look in English translation. Saying. As opposed to mumbling, as opposed to thinking. What does Lemor mean? So Yushami writes something stunning. Lemor, one word Yushami. Ladoros. Of course they sang Shir. You know what Lamor means? Lamor means Ladaros. Hashem spoke to Moshe. Of course, Lamor. Lamor means the Yisrael, Ladaros. What we're doing now must be transmitted. That's before Yerushalmi. Hey David. You know what that means? That there's a chiyuv of Ladaros. That's Mufurish in Medrash Rabbah, here in Parshas B'Shalach. That, you know what, one is obligated to do Saladoros. This isn't just a Horasha. It's nice that Bnei Yisrael sang Shir. There's a Chiyuv of Shir, which indeed is Ladoros. In fact, the Rabban even writes in Shorash Rishon, why is the Rabban so upset? How can the Baha count Hallel? The Rabban himself Counts tefillah. Mitzvah. You really mean Shmoneh Esrei is daraisa? Shmoneh Esrei is daraisa? What's the answer? The Rav himself writes, the chiyuv to David is a din daraisa, even though the nusach, the matveya, brachos lamed gimel, that was instituted by Anshei Knesset HaGdolah. The Rav says, why can't you say the same thing about Hallel? That at times there's a chiyuv daraisa of Shira and Hallel, and yes, that the form of Hallel is like the form of Shmoneh Esrei. That's a takana d'rabbanan, but the chiyuv is only a din d'rabbanan. There's a chiyuv d'raisa of birchas hamazon, and the nusach is a din d'rabbanan. Why does Rav get so upset about Hallel? Maybe one could argue that there is a chiyuv of Hallel which is d'raisa. The Rabban says simcha lacha Moshe Misinai, but I'm telling you, Hamedrash Rabbah, I'm telling you, Yerushalmi, no? I'll tell you a Bavli, Megillah Daf Yadalit. The Gemara is really bothered. Why isn't there Hallel when it comes to Purim? No? And guess what? The Gemara says a Kavach Omer. The Abdus, the Chayrus Omer Shira. And Shira Sayyam, Kriyas Yamsu. Abdus, the Chayrus, we sing Shira. In Misa Lachayim, Lokoshken. The Gemara says a Kavach Omer. That sounds like a Dinda Reza. A Kavach Omer. Shira Sayam serves either Xeris HaKosuf of Lamar or the Gemara Megillah Kavachomer, that this is what should be done with Aros. So it's interesting that aren't these clear makaros that there is a chiyuv of halal with araisa? So it's like surprising that the Rambam questions the Bahar, and when the Ramban has to find the makar, you know, the Ramban talks about halach Moshe Nisina in Simcha, Shasa Tilas Lulav, Sukkala Bechesa. Suffering Kufi Zayin, but what about simply like the very source of Shira? The very source of Shira. So maybe the answer, no doubt, is as follows. When you look in the Shiltos, in Shilta Chabad, the Shilta here acknowledges that indeed there is a Chiyuv. The Chayav in Beis Yisrael, La'oduye, Uleshevuche, Kam Yishmaya. You know, there are times that you have to engage in Shir and Halal, Sherech Lavadav. But the Shiltos adds just an important phrase. When is this true? When is this true? You ready? B'di Yisrachesh Lehu Nisa. B'shasanes. B'shasanes. Before the Shiltos, there's a Chiyuv D'Araisa Pal. There's a Chiyuv D'Araisa Pal. And when is this Chiyuv D'Araisa Pal? B'shasanes. B'shasanes. That's Shira Sayam. When you experience such an ace, you're obligated to recite Shira. You're obligated to recite Halal. What did Bnei Yisrael say these words? You didn't say these words. But the Chiyuv is a Din D'Araisa. A Chiyuv is a Din D'Araisa. But that's a limited Chiyuv. That Chiyuv is true before Shiltos. The Shasan ace. That's what the Netziv points out, the spirit of Shiltos. That Shiltos has magnificent distinction. The Shasan ace. The fact that Halal is recited Shlomo B'Shasanes, that's only a Din Rabbanan. B'Shasanes, that is Shira Sayam. Ein Achinami. When you look in the Medrash Rabbah says these words. The ace, Shetosem Nisin, at the moment that you experience an ace, you're obligated to recite Halal. That's exactly the Shiltos. At the time that. But if the Bahag is counting Halal and Yantiv as part of Taryag Mitzvahs, that obviously is not referring to Halal B'Shas Anais. A person is celebrating Shavuos, you say Halal, that's Halal B'Shas Anais. That's what the Ramban is troubled by. That's the Rambam's critique. That's why the Ramban has to say there must be another Makar. Simcha Lach Moshe Sinai, because the makaros that one has when it comes to halal, that's a different type of halal. That indeed is a halal, which is b'shasanes. And I'll tell you the following: that really is the chiddush of Rav Haigon. The Ram quotes us some sukkim and the sukkim of halal and kuf dezayin. The Ram quotes Rav Haigon that, you know what, there's a fundamental difference between Halel B'Shasanes as opposed to Halel Shelo B'Shasanes. Well, and then a further Kiddush, a great, great Kiddush. The Ram writes a Haggadah. Halel year in, year out is called Kriya Sahalel. And Halel B'Shasanes is Shira. Shira Sahala. Shira. Shira as opposed to Kriya. Halal B'Shasanes is B'Torah Shira. Wow. And then the Ram quotes Rav Haigon a step further. And that's what's unique about the Lel Seder. When you recite Halal during the day of Pesach, that's Halal B'Torah Siyamta. That's Kriya Sahala. But when you recite Halal at the Lel Seder, that is B'Toras Omer Shira. Ooh, that's Rav Haigon. That's a form of Shira. And why exactly is that different? Oh, because Rav Haigon writes, Shekach Shaninu, V'chol Dor V'dor Chayiv L'Rosas V'yas L'Mitzvah. Wow. That's what's unique about the Lo Seder. the Lel Seder is not merely commemorating what happened 1,000 years ago. The Lel Seder is a reactant, a re-experiencing in real time of Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's exactly the Chiddush of Chayiv Adam Liros HaSatzma. Without Liros HaSatzma, the Shir would be Kriya Sahalo. That is always true. We're going to celebrate Yom Tov, Kibbutz Sukkos HaShavti, Kabbalah Satorah, typical Yetzias Mitzrayim. But the mitzvah at the Lel Seder is to reenact, and reenact. Oh, and that's the difference. That's the difference of Haigon rites. There's a bracha on Kriya Sahala. There's no bracha on the spontaneous Shira Sahala. When a person experiences an ace, and you say, Hel B'Shas an ace, or Haigon rites, there's no bracha. There's no bracha. If I make a takana that you have to say halal every year at that time, on that there's a bracha. But the halal, which is the Torah's Omer Shir, does not have a bracha, and that's the Shita of Haigon, that you don't recite a bracha halal below Seder. Because that is halal b'Torah's Omer Shir. Wow. You know what? Halal is only bayom, only bayom. Zahayom asa Hashem. Mizrach Shem Eshad Mavo. Halal the Lel Seder is balayla, that's really unusual. You know what the answer is? Halal the Lel Seder is b'shas anes. Ben b'yom ben balayla. B'shas anes. There's no bracha. It's even balayla. That's that tosos in Sukkot HaKlal Mecheres. Women are exempt from halal because halal is a zman grama. What was tosos in Kasha? But women are chayiv at halal at the Lel Seder. I know that's true. Oh, because they're chayiv in halal kosos, and you can't be chayiv in kosos halal if you're exempt from halal. So why are women chayiv in halal? You know what Tosa says? Because that halal, alanei suba, vafei no bosanes. So Tosa writes, it's a good halal fez. That's halal which is alaneis. Halal which is alaneis is not a zman grama. A woman experiences an ace, she's obligated to recite halal. That's not called a mitzvah a zman grama. If I say you recite halal every year on the day of Shavuos, that's a zman grama. Halal b'shas anes is b'shas anes. That's not considered to be a zman grama in a chinami. Women indeed are obligated. Women are obligated. And then halal. That's halal b'shas anes. Why? B'chol bar v'dor. I'll tell you how medik the lashon of Haggadah is. B'chol bar v'dachim erasas atzma, shenem arasam nusim yisham, v'ficha chanach l'chayv melodos l'hal. That's the big lefichach. Now print in your Haggadah. Now they write those words very large. Now lefichach. Yeah. That's the mechayiv. That's the. If it would not be for this halacha b'chol dor v'dor, you would not be reciting halalah. Halal is bayom. It's not balayla. This is a unique type of halal. It's a halal which is b'shas anes. How is it b'shas anes? Because b'chol dor v'dor. B'chol dor v'dor. Wow. How is that a din d'oraisa halal b'shas anes? I'll tell you the following. When you look in the Rambam's description of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, Kufnun Zayin, that's part of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. To reenact b'chol dor l'chayiv adam, the Rambam actually uses the term l'haros esatzma, not liros, not to see yourself, but rather to demonstrate. To demonstrate. To demonstrate your chayiros. And the Rambam writes, part of that is the Sherev Baladam. It's Mefurish and Sefer Achinuch. In this Mitzvah Chaf Aleph, Mefurish and Sefer Achinuch. The Halal the Lel Seder is part of the Kim of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Part of the Kim of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Gemara has some Sachim, Mamet Vav. No, Lechem Oni. Oni. Oni Lel Dvar Marbe. You know what Rashi writes? Gomer Malav Esahala. Gomer Malav Esahala. That's what Lechem Oni is. No? Lechem Oni means the recitation of Halal. The Kriya Sahalal, the Mitzvah Salayla. That's part of it. That's important finish. Part of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. No? Tosus writes, no, but you know what? That halal before chatzos. Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is until chatzos, no? Well, if halal is part of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, before chatzos. Oh, I just made it. I ate the last bite of api kamen, you know? Before chatzos. No, you just missed it, no? Because you're missing halal before chatzos, no? What do you mean that hallel is part of the kingdom of secret Yitzhak Mitzrayim? And I'll tell you an unbelievable diuk in another. And this, I think, take a look at that Rambam in Shorish Rishon of Sefer Mitzvos. The Rambam writes, you cannot include Din and Drabbim. So how in the world could the Bahag include Hallel? Because the Rambam writes, when you look in the Bahag, you know what you're going to find? The Bahag counted 18 mitzvahs of Hallel. It's unusual, no? You want to run and check it, no? Not just one mitzvah of Hallel. 18 mitzvahs of Hallel. 18 mitzvahs of Hallel. Wow, wow. So how in the world can that be? How in the world can that be? Okay, you know, you say Hallel and Sukkot and Pesach, I'm sure, okay. You know, like, so you ready for this? It always pays to look things up, no? So that's what the Rambam writes. How in the world the Bahag counts 18 mitzvahs of Hallel? 18 mitzvahs of Hallel? So you pull out your halachos gedolos. And guess what? The Bahag counts 19 mitzvahs of Hallel. 19 mitzvahs of Hallel. From Kuf Aleph to Kuf Yudes in the Bahag. The Rambam writes, how in the world can the Bahag have 18 mitzvahs of Hallel? Well, the Bahag has 19. The Rambam is one off. The Rambam is one off. Okay. So the answer is, now this is not a gematria where, you know, you're one off. As long as the Shavuot Baruch is here, okay, you know, you can, you can't be one off. How you one off? The 19th of the Bahag is Hallel of the Lel Seder. It's Hallel of the Lel Seder. Guess what? Rambam agrees that Hallel of the Lel Seder is the Din D'Oraisa. Of course, that's a Din D'Oraisa. When the Rambam objects the Malchus Gelos, including Hallel, that's a kasha against 18 out of the 19. Hallel and Yantif, Hallel and Chanukah, those are Dinei Drabanan. If you were only count Hallel Lel Seder, I'm okay with it. I'm okay with it. No, that's a Din D'Oraisa. That's Shira Sayam. That's Lamor. That's a Kal V'Chomer. That's Hallel and a Lel D'Oraisa. Wow, wow. But if you're going to count all those others are absolute kasha. You'll tell me a good kasha, but the Ram of Sefer Mitzvahs, the Ram doesn't even count one mitzvah of Hallel, even Hallel the Lel Seder. You know what the answer is? True. Because the Rambam holds that Hallel the Lel Seder is not an independent mitzvah. It's part of Sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim. And the Rambam counts Kusim Zayin Sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim. So I'm not going to count Hallel at all. I'm not going to count Hallel the Lel Seder because that's part of secrecy. That's not independent of you. But the Hallel throughout the year, well, of course not. That's only Din D'Rabbanan. So the fact that Shorash Rishon do not count Din D'Rabbanan and Sefer HaMitzvos, that's only relevant to 18 out of the 19. 18 out of the 19. That's exactly the Rambam, no? The Rambam writes, have a kasha on the 18 times that the Bahag counts Hallel. The fact that he counts 19, you know what? We can agree, we can disagree. You know what? One could argue that's a Din D'Oraisa. The Bahag counts it separately. And I'll disagree because I hope it's part of the mitzvah. Secret Yetzias Mitzrayim. Secret Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's an important yisod. But the classic examples of Hallel are Hallel which are B'Shas HaNes. Hallel B'Shas HaNes. Maybe one could even suggest, Rosh Hashanah writes this simply as a deal. You know, when you go through the Sukkot of Nehemiah Hanukkah, Shabbos Chofalo. The Gemara describes the greatness of Chanukah, and the Gemara concludes the Shana Acheres, the next year, Kvaum Asum Yom Tov Ahalu Vahoda. The next year, Chazal were misanking the Chiyuv of Halo, the Chiyuv of Halo. Maybe one could raise a simple question: why the Shana Acheres? What about that year? What about that year? Okay, you know, that year they didn't yet. In real time, in retrospect. No. The first year was the Hallel B'Shas HaNes. Of course, B'nai Yisrael saying Hallel the first year. The Nes of Yeshua's Yisrael, the Nes of the Baruch Hashem, they recited Hallel. That didn't require a Takana D'Rabbanan. That was Shira Sayam, that was Lamor, that's Hallel L'Doros. but next year. On what basis? That's not Hallel B'Shasanes. That's to commemorate. A Hallel of commemoration, Kriya Sahalo, as opposed to Shira Sahalo. Oh, so that was a Takana Dravana. There's a fascinating Tosus, Pesach in Kuf Tes Ayin Lameis. Tosus writes the following. We reference Shir twice in the Hadarah Shel Pesach. We say the Nomer Lefanav Shirat Hadasha. In the Bracha Asher Galano, the Nomer Lefanav Shirat Hadash. So Tosus really raises the name of the Mechilta. What is the difference between Shir as opposed to Shira? Why the Nomer Lefanav Shirat Hadasha? And why the Nomer Lefanav Shirat Hadash? So Tosus quotes the Mechilta that says the following. Wow, it's, And the Mechilta writes this. When we speak about something lasivavo, that's pure, pristine simcha. When we speak about simcha bizman hazeh, that's a balance, that's a tempered simcha. There are elements of simcha, but it's not absolute simcha. A person experiences a reason for simcha, the zman hazeh, yep, simcha, but tempered by golos. It's a balanced experience, it's a nuanced experience. There's a sense of like dissonance. Now, Asatosis writes a fascinating chiddush, that whenever you find shir, that's a reference to less of love. And when you find shira, it means bismanazim. And what's the mashlan insha? Oh, Tosu says the following, no? Mechilta, the process of giving birth. That the simcha that the father experiences is different from the simcha that the mother experiences. The father's experience is one of simcha. The mother's experience is simcha, but it's tempered by chevle leida. It's a painful experience as well. So we want to speak about the balance, that's Lashon HaKeva, that's Shira. We want to speak about Simcha, that's Shir. Well, that's Tosu Lemin Achilta. Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos, no? Liyom Shekulo Shabbos. Why Yom Shekulo Shabbos? Shir. Shir means a reference, less of level. Liyom Shekulo Shabbos. So that's what Tosus writes. So in the Brach Bashir Golan, we're speaking about ultimate Gula. And that's in the future. V'nodach Shir Chadash, Shir Chadash. And what's the Nomer Lefanav Shir Chadash? What's the Nomer Lefanav Shir Chadash? Now the Tosus, that the Nomer does not mean in the future. It means in the present. Lashon Hove, in the present. What we are currently experiencing is a low seder. We experience the basis of Shira. It's a Hallel which is B'Shasaneis. But we acknowledge Golos, so that is Shira. And with the Tefillah, V'nodach Shir Chadash, which is a reference to Lasid Lava. That's what Tosus writes, difference in Shira as opposed to Shira. So that's like a fundamental difference. There is a Chiv of Hallel, which is B'Shasaneis. And that, the Kal V'Chomer, and that's the Medrash, the Yerushalmi, and Sota, of Lamor. Lamor means Ladoros. That's a Chiv, Ladoros is a Din D'Araisa. That's the Shultus and Shulta Chabad. And on Yantiv, that's a Hala which typically is only a Din D'Rabbanan. That's why the Rambam says, how can you include Hala on Yantiv as being among Tari Mitzvahs? And that's what the Ramban writes. Maybe there's another Nechayim, not just for Shas Aneis, but maybe Allah from Moshe Sinai, or maybe that's part of the Mitzvah of Simcha. And even if it's not always true, but maybe sometimes it's true, Mishas Tefilas Lula, Mishas Shidas HaKarba, and one can envision that that indeed would be the case. Very fascinating focus. The Bahad, the Rambam, the Ramban, when it comes to the Chiv of Hallel, what is the Raisa, what's not the Raisa, and the uniqueness of the Hallel experience below Seder. And therefore, that Hallel is so different. Not as Mangrama, and even Balayla, and without a bracha, even be a Shiva, a hefsik. You know, the Nesiyah points out, you don't think about Haggadah. You say half a hallel, you take a break, it's enough already, right? And then afterwards you finish up, you know, like, no. Part of the Suda of the Lel Seder, why is it that you're sowing the Lel Seder? So, number one, there's a Chiv of Sudas Yamtiv. Number two, is there a mitzvah sachila, Pesach Matzah Marah? But then Tzibra, it's number three, it's a Suda Soda of Bishas Anes. It's a Suda Soda of Bishas Anes. And how do you demonstrate that it's a Suda Soda? By flanking, right? By surrounding the Suda with Halal. Part of the Halal before, Halal afterwards, in order to indicate that that's the nature of the Suda. The Suda is not a break, the Suda is not a hefsek. No, but Arbat Tzrich Lahodos means there's a Halal, there's a Chilas Karban. That's how we express, right, that ultimate sense of simcha, physically, but also clearly, that halal is considered to be part of it. So much of that stems from the chiddush of Knesset Yisrael at the time of Shira Sayam. And that's the chiddush that Shultos writes, that can serve as the basis of Adin D'Oraisa, not always, but at least that which is considered to be, right, the Peshas Anes. So take a look, if you can, at that Metziv, the Shultos Chabad. Take a look at that big Rambam, Sefer Mitzvot and Shoresh Aleph. When indeed we assume there's a Chiyuv D'Oraisa of Halal, when indeed it's a Din D'Rabbanan, and this great Chiddush of Halachos Gedolos, that even when it comes to Halal and Yom Tov, it can be a Din D'Rabbanan, a Rambam D'Rabbanan, Bahagmei D'Oraisa, and even on Chanukah, you're obligated to recite Halal. The experience, it can be contemporary, but it triggers a Chiyuv D'Oraisa, a Chiyuv D'Oraisa of Halal. That's what the Baha'i can even count the Yimei HaHalel of Chanukah as being part of the Din D'Oraisa. Because after all, that if a person has to commemorate properly the Nes, so in such a case, the Nes can occur later in history, but it signals the Chiyuv D'Oraisa when it comes to Halel. So take a look at Pasim Makoros. The Rambam writes that this is part of the essence of what we experience at the time of Yom Tov. Just physically to celebrate, that's Simchas Kreisa. To elevate that experience of Shabbat Kodah, the Rambam writes that that is what is reflected in the mitzvah.